second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com, and we are not, definitely, we are not talking about our RBN listeners. We know that the RBN listeners are some of the most astute people on the planet, so despite your age or whatever, and even if you have a TV tray, we're not talking about you.
I have a TV tray, by the way.
I don't.
And I do sit in front of the TV and eat vitamins and my healthy choice dinners as well. But anyway, you know, you touched earlier on some of Barack Obama's early Zionist support. And, you know, a lot of that originates there in your neck of the woods in Chicago. As a matter of fact, the man who coined the phrase that Obama is the first Jewish president was a man by the name of Abner J. Mikva, who is, he's a Democrat, former U.S. representative, federal judge, and law professor from Chicago. And he was one of Barack Obama's early mentors. He was introduced to Barack Obama when he was very young. As a matter of fact, he even offered Barack Obama a position as a law clerk, but he turned him down. And this man also had a law clerk on his as the Supreme Court Justice. Elena Kagan was one of his law clerks. But one of the early as a mentor to Barack Obama, one of the things he told him was to listen to the speech patterns of local preachers, like Baptist preachers, to become a great orators, which, you know, really goes a long way in explaining why Barack Obama has been connected to churches like the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. But, you know, Barack Obama has early pro-Israel support, which dates back to the late 80s, back in 1989. And that's when he sauntered in as a 27-year-old intern at the Sidley Austin law firm in Chicago. And one of the firm's partners by the name of Newton Minow introduced him to a man by the name of Lester Crown. And they introduced Obama as a, quote, young man who I think is really going places. And ever since that meeting, I'll go with that. He's been one of Obama's most loyal supporters. He provided seed money for the Obama campaign, and his son James Crown was the co-chair of Obama's Illinois fundraising effort for senatorship. And in 2007, he and his wife, Renee Crown, hosted a fundraiser for Obama in which they highlighted that their support for the candidate was predicated on his support for Israel and his willingness to take military action against Iran. And this was way back in 2007. So who is this guy, Lester Crown? Well, he's a Jewish billionaire. He's worth about $4 billion. He's been on the Forbes 400 list since 1982. He's one of the leading donors to pro-Israel causes, member of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, which I really don't know much about, to be quite honest with you. Maybe you do. The American Committee for the Weizmann Institute of Science, and he sits on the Tel Aviv University's Board of Governors. And he's also established the Crown Center for Middle East Studies at Brandeis University, and his family foundation also funds the Counterterrorism and Security Education and Research Foundation, which is a front for this Islamophobic and rabidly Zionist operative, Stephen Emerson, who heads up the Investigative Project on Terrorism, which is behind a lot of this anti-Sharia, anti-Muslim nonsense going around all over the country.
Exactly.
I hear the music.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltoftheplebs.wordpress.com. And back on May 17th, I talked a little bit about H.R. 4133, which one of our listeners, Don, just reminded me about. And that is the United States-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012, which is basically to assist in the defense of Israel and for other purposes. And AIPAC assisted in drafting this bill, Republicans Eric Cantor and Elena Rose-Lettaton, I can't pronounce the name, she's Jewish, and Democrats Howard Berman and Steny Hoyer co-sponsored this bill. And it passed on May 9th by a vote of 411-2 with hardly any debate at all. And basically, it's just a blank check to Israel to do whatever they want to do.
Let's not forget that the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows for the indefinite detention of American citizens, was brought to the floor by AIPAC and their representatives, John McCain, Carl Levin, Lindsey Graham. And it was actually toughened. They actually put even more broad powers to the presidency and more tough language that was demanded by the Obama White House. So, I mean, you know, it's for those who think that Barack Obama is not fully in line with the Israeli agenda, they're out of their minds. But, you know, getting back to what I was saying? What was I saying?
Oh, no.
We're talking about Lester Crown, and, you know,
right.
Lester, old man Lester, he's now in his 90s, I think, or close to it, but he's the son of Henry Crown, who bought a controlling interest in General Dynamics back in 1959. And General Dynamics, in case you don't know, is one of the largest weapons manufacturers in the world. They gave us the Trident submarine, the F-16, the Abrams tank, the Atlas rocket. And like I say, he's an old man by now, and he's passed a lot of the family business on to his son, James, who's become president of Henry Crown and Company, taking over the reins back in 2003. And he also sits on the board of General Dynamics to this day. He has been one of Barack Obama's most ardent supporters. As a matter of fact, he was the third largest institutional donor, giving him $228,000 for Obama's 2004 Senate campaign. And to show you just how committed this family is to Israel, there was a lot of gripes and complaining among the Jewish community, thinking that Barack Obama might not be fully in line with the Jewish agenda. So he penned a letter saying, while my involvement in politics, I'm talking about Lester Crown, he said, quote, while my involvement in politics is motivated by a variety of issues, there is one issue that is fundamental, my deep commitment to Israel and to a strong U.S.-Israel relationship that strengthens both Israel's security and its efforts to seek peace. I am writing to share with you my confidence that Senator Barack Obama's stellar record on Israel gives me great comfort that, as president, he will be the friend of Israel that we all want to see in the White House, stalwart in his defense of Israel's security, and committed to helping Israel achieve peace with its neighbors. Again,
and
you know,
that with the recent law.
Yeah, and also when he gave an interview with the Chicago Jewish News back in 2008. He stated about Obama, knowing him as long, quote, knowing him long before he got into politics, I know he's completely supportive without any question or equivocation of Israel's security. He is only interested in a two-state solution. Remember, we talked about that. If
yes.
Israel's security is absolutely assured, meaning that Palestine is demilitarized, like we discussed, and that was his position long before he ever went into politics. And
yes.
In 2009, the Brookings Institution's Saban Center for Middle East Studies, which is arguably the most influential Zionist think tank in America, they authored Which Way to Persia, which I recommend all of you out there, all listeners, check out to see exactly what's taking place on the world stage today when it comes to Iran, Syria, Lebanon, all of the Middle Eastern countries when it comes to taking down Iran. And under acknowledgments, the authors thank the Crown Family Foundation for its financial assistance in the drafting and publication of the paper. And just to give you an idea of which path to Persia is about, it's about a strategy to confront Iran, which uses a variety of covert and overt operations, including tough sanctions, call to revolutions, democracy promotion, and this thing that they call inspiring an insurgency through proxies like the Mujahideen e-Kalk, the MEK.
Mm-hmm.
These things are addressed as the most feasible options to take down the Iranian government.
And also killing all of those scientists in Iran and sending
exactly.
People in to cause chaos.
Exactly. And they actually use the MEK in there. And this is a crazy thing because the MEK was listed as a reason for justification to go into Iraq.
Yes.
To take down Saddam's government because of his support for the MEK and previous papers that have been written out of think tanks in Washington, D.C. have said that it's essential that Iran withdraw support for the MEK. I mean, these people are absolutely out of their mind, and there is an effort right now to have them delisted as a terrorist organization. I mean, there are actually prominent figures in our government who are actually courting these people, who have actually accepted money from the MEK, which is listed as a terrorist organization. They want this delisted so that this group can be used to carry out terrorist operations inside Iran and perhaps even here in the United States and abroad. Under the pretext that it was done by the Iranian government, you know. So So
of course,
you see,
yes.
Yeah, if you see these people who are identified in the press by the FBI that they find somebody in Chicago, let's say, you know, planting a bomb, they have an Iranian, you know, they have an Iranian lineage. These people are from the MEK, but of course they're going to blame it on the government of Iran, which is a complete, you know, these people are an enemy of the Iranian government. And in this paper, this Which Path to Persia, they indicate that an all-out conventional war like the one promoted by the likes of this guy, Benjamin Netanyahu, probably the most despicable man on the planet, they consider that to be not a viable option unless they're presented with, quote-unquote, proper provocations. In other words, what does that sound like to you? Proper provocations, a false flag event, in other words. And they also say in that paper that, and remember, this was in 2009. We're, 3 years later, we're dealing with this stuff. All of this stuff is happening now. They indicate in the paper that dealing with Syria and Lebanon is also a prerequisite to attacking Iran.
You know, the elite always publish what they're going to do to us, and they recognize that the general public is not going to read any of this stuff. But this has been going on for quite some time, and people simply don't read it. They don't read the papers. They don't. They feel like these foundations, like the Brookings Institution or Institute, is you know, they don't even recognize what they're doing or why they exist. And in fact, they are the ones that really produce policy for the U.S. government.
Yeah, and you know, this paper came out of the Saban Institute for Middle East Study, which is a branch of the Brookings Institute. But the Brookings Institute itself, or it's actually called the Brookings Institution. I always call it the Brookings Institute, but it's the Brookings Institution. They have, if you look at their list of donors, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have major donations coming from the commercial enterprise out there, whether it be Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Verizon, just anything. I mean, they get major donations. So these people. So just beyond the interests, when we're talking about the Brookings Institution, even beyond the interests of the Israeli government, these people look at Iran as a population of 70 million people who they want to turn into consumers of their products. That's why they want to take this government down. They want to ruin them economically. They want to make them slaves to the IMF and the World Bank. And like I said, they want to turn that Islamic society into a secular westernized clone of all the other countries out there who are slaves to the central banking system. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the people in the Obama government, you see that they have a major influence. For instance, before she was appointed as Obama's ambassador to the nation, Susan Rice was a senior fellow in Brookings Foreign Policy and Global Economy and Development Program. And in the early days of the Syrian protests, a man by the name of Omar Abdulhamid is a fellow at the Brookings Saban Center for Middle East Studies. And this man was hailed by the mainstream media as the Western voice of the opponents to the Assad government. And more recently, Obama almost seemed to channel this piece of garbage, this neocon piece of trash by the name of Robert Kagan, who's co-founder of the Project for a New American Century and the foreign policy commentator for the Brookings Institute. And in one of his speeches, one of Obama's speeches, he said, "The renewal of American leadership can be felt across the globe, from the coalitions we've built to secure nuclear materials, to the missions we've led against hunger and disease, from the blows we've dealt to our enemies, to the enduring power of our moral example. America is back. Anyone who tells you otherwise, anyone who tells you that America is in decline or that our influence has waned, doesn't know what they're talking about." And this came directly from Kagan's thesis, and he even told reporters that he was inspired by Robert Kagan from the Brookings Institution. So this Brookings Institution has a lot of sway over Obama, and it's felt in the way that he's carrying things out.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. You were talking about Robert Kagan, who was a pal of Irvin Kristol, Bill Kristol, and he's got quite a history. And of course, they are associated with the Project for a New American Century and the PNAC document that they produced for, what was the name of that document?
What?
It was like their 91-page document where they really laid
Queen
out
Break
what
document?
They... Huh?
Are you talking about the Queen Break document or?
The PNAC document where they laid out what they want, back in 97, I believe. Where they told exactly what they wanted the government, the U.S. government, to do in the Middle East, and laid it all out.
Yeah, they certainly did. And another one of these avid Zionists that are connected with this group is a man by the name of Martin S. Indyke, and he's been going on a crusade to try to repair Barack Obama's image amongst the neocons, to try to persuade them that he is the best choice. And he came out in March with a article that was co-authored by Kenneth G. Lieberthal and Michael E. O'Hanlon, debunking the myths about Obama's foreign policy. And one of those myths is that Obama is the opposite of George Bush. And they point out that this is not true. Right. First, he kept Bush's defense secretary, Robert Gates. First time that ever happened when a president of the party took over. He found no quick way nor any slow, gradual way to shut down Guantanamo prison. Then, after promising during his campaign to leave Iraq within 16 months, Obama kept U.S. forces there for 3 years and left on a timeline negotiated by Bush and Iraqi president and the Iraqi prime minister. So, of course, to you and I, that sounds like last move on here, that would actually exist. But, you know, to neocons, that sounds pretty good, you know. So these policy papers that come out of the Brookings Institute, when it comes to foreign policy, like I said, comes out of the Saban Center for Middle East Studies. And Chaim Saban, he is a billionaire Jewish media mogul, known in circles for giving us this child's program called the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But he's a billionaire anyway, and he put up an initial grant of $13 million to fund the Saban Center for Middle East Studies. And he's one of Hollywood's largest donors to the Democratic Party. It's $10.5 million to the DNC from 2001 to 2003, and he's close friends with the Clintons. So you see this web here, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Brookings Institute, and he was a major fundraiser for Hillary in 2008. And though I think he probably would have preferred the Clintons, he's now rallied behind Obama, has become one of his most avid vocal supporters. And remember that policy paper we talked about, or it's actually called an analysis paper, which Path to Persia came out of this institute that he founded. And Obama recently invited him to the White House. And according to this report, or the Hollywood Reporter, this article, they say, when push comes to shove, much of Hollywood will support the president. But for Chaim Saban, it took a one-on-one session with the president to turn the tide. I will tell you that we had a very good meeting, said Saban of his Oval Office visit. I relayed my concerns. In my mind, the president has been very classy. He didn't ask me for anything. We just talked about policy, the economy, and what's going on around the world. Basically, because of that meeting, I thought to myself that it was time to get active again. I mean, give me a break. This guy is instrumental in creating Obama, and he's giving this kind of aloof, you know, saying, well, if he wants my help, I guess I'll give it to him. That's a bunch of crap. And if you want to know about this man's mindset, he's completely out of his mind and completely wants to see Ahmadinejad taken down. He's quoted as saying, when I see Ahmadinejad, I see Hitler. They speak the same language. His motivation is also clear. The return of the Mahdi is a supreme goal. And for a religious person of deep self-persuasion, that supreme goal is worth the liquidation of 5.5 million Jews. Gosh. I can't believe he didn't say 6 million Jews. But anyway, we cannot allow ourselves that. Nuclear weapons in the hands of a religious leadership that is convinced that the annihilation of Israel will bring about the emergence of a new Muslim caliphate? Israel cannot allow that. This is no game. It's truly an existential danger. And Saban, he calls himself, he says, I'm a one-issue guy, just like Lester Crenn. I'm a one-issue guy, and my issue is Israel. And he's described by the New York Times as a tireless cheerleader of Israel. Yeah, you think? So these are some of the people who are backing Obama. Obama's big in Hollywood, too. You know, George Clooney just put a fundraiser together where they raised, I think, something close to $15 million, and it was attended by Jeffrey Katzenberg, Steven Spielberg, the Weinstein brothers. These are the top three Hollywood producers. And this is one of the dangers I see, is that when you've got someone so popular in the mainstream media like a Barack Obama, this 4 more years of Barack Obama is going to literally quash any criticism of him from the anti-war movement. When we had George Bush in there, I mean, it was just starting to gain momentum. And I'm talking about the mainstream anti-war movement that actually reached the ears of the general population. But as soon as Barack Obama became president, that all went away. And
Keith, we got to stop. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. And you were talking about the mainstream anti-war movement, who Obama really exploited during the campaign, you know, promising change and promising that he would stop the war, and really appealing to those people. And, of course, the minute he mentioned change, everybody applied it to their own perceptions of what change might be.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, go
most,
ahead.
Most definitely. But, yeah, like I said, there were people intermingling with those of us who I guess would be considered in the underground and the what is considered to be the mainstream, you know, anti-war movement. But at least we had a chance to influence them. But once Obama got in, it just took it completely out of the public venue. And pushed us all again underground here. And I see that happening with 4 more years of Barack Obama, whereas with Romney, you know, we could very well reignite this thing. I mean, there are people out there who just think emotionally, you know, and they just look at the neocons, they look at the Republicans, and they just hate them because they're Republicans. And they're more open-minded. You can get into those people a lot easier because they just hate those people.
True. Absolutely true. Yeah, it's a very strange thing, and of course the upcoming election, for those who are going to participate. I mean, I think everyone ought to just stay home and not vote because it's, you know, who chose these people to begin with? I mean, we'd be better off choosing someone from the telephone book and certainly, you know, would get a better deal, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. Most definitely. So, anyway, another thing that I've been working on here is a lot of this, you know, the whole claim that Israel, that Iran wants Israel wiped off the map is now
that
reignited.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a completely debunked claim. But Iran's Fars news agency just recently ran a story that has the pro-Israeli crowd trumpeting victory, and they claim that these recent comments by a major chief of staff of the Iranian armed forces proves beyond a reasonable doubt that Iran is intent on wiping Israel off the map. And when you look at the article, it says chief of staff of the Iranian armed forces, Major General Hassan Firouzabadi, said threats and pressures cannot deter Iran from its revolutionary causes and ideals, and stressed that the Iranian nation will remain committed to the full annihilation of the Zionist regime of Israel to the end. Addressing a defense gathering here in Tehran on Sunday, General Firouzabadi said that nations should realize the threats and dangers posed by the Zionist regime of Israel. He reiterated the Iranian nation and supreme leader's emphasis on the necessity of support for the oppressed Palestinian nation and its cause, and noted, quote, this is what got everybody up in arms. The Iranian nation is standing for its cause. That is the full annihilation of Israel. And just after this story broke, Benjamin Netanyahu got on his little soapbox and said, during the last few weeks, I've heard those who would doubt Iranian intentions. They say that when Iran's leaders declare their desire to wipe Israel off the map, the comments actually mean something else in Farsi. Well, I'll stop right there and tell you that it does mean something else in Farsi. He didn't say wipe Israel off the map. What he did say was, you know, this regime that occupies Jerusalem must be erased from the annals of time, meaning regime change. But anyway, going on, he added, it would be interesting to hear what they have to say about comments made by the chief of staff of Iran's military just yesterday that Iran must destroy Israel. And again, the quote was, the Iranian nation standing for its cause is the full annihilation of Israel.
And of course, comparing him to Hitler is certainly very effective propaganda, because the minute they compare Ahmadinejad to Hitler, then it brings up all of the hoax, and people will respond to that. It's an emotional appeal. And
when you look at what they mean by annihilation of Israel, see, unlike most Americans, the Iranian people don't consider Israel to be a physical location. You know, a physical location with people. They consider the land that the Israelis were on to be Palestine, and the Zionist regime of Israel as an uninvited guest or an occupier. Okay, so when we're talking about the word, they always refer to Israel as the Zionist regime, and a regime in politics is a form of government, a set of rules and social norms that regulate the operation of government. And so when they talk about the annihilation, I mean, that sounds, when they use that word annihilation, that sounds pretty violent. You know, it sounds like we want to go in there and start killing people. But what they're talking about is they're talking about, you know, annihilation means other things besides that. It means to make insignificant, to erase. This is one of the definitions in the Webster's Dictionary of the word annihilation. And what they mean is this end to this thing called Israel, which must really disappear, because what it is an ethnocentric racist society. And it doesn't mean the physical destruction of Israel. What it means is this regime, this idea, this government has to be removed from Palestine. So that's basically what they're, you know, they've never talked about killing Jews. They've never, as a matter of fact, Ahmadinejad was interviewed by Larry King a couple years ago. I think, and they said, Larry King asked him straight out, he says, do you wish the Jewish people harm? And Ahmadinejad said, no. You see, we have no problem with Jewish people. There are many Jews who live in Iran today.
Exactly.
Iran, for every 150,000 people, we have one representative of the parliament. For the Jewish community, even though there are only 20,000 in Iran, which I think is a lot, actually, they still have one independent member in parliament who has the same prerogatives as the other members of parliament. But please pay attention to the fact that the Zionists are not Jewish people. They have no religion. They have no religion. They're either Jews, they're neither Jews nor Christians nor Muslims. They wear masks of religiosity. How can you possibly be religious and occupy the land of the other? How can you call yourself a religious person and kill women and children? That was his Ahmadinejad's response, which I thought was actually very revealing. If the Iranians wanted to start a war against the Jewish people, they'd start there in their own country, where there's 20,000 of them, and these people don't even want to leave Iran. They feel completely comfortable there. They were actually offered subsidies to move to Israel, but they refused to do it.
You know, that is very telling. That's certainly a commentary on the feelings of Ahmadinejad and what he means.
Most definitely. And, you know, the Ayatollah has even come forward and said that building a nuclear weapon is against Islamic practice. And in response to that, you've got people that are opposed to the Ahmadinejad government and the Iranians coming back and saying, well, they're using a form of lying that is permissible in the Islamic faith for strategic purposes. It's permissible in Islam. So when he says that it's against the Islamic religion, he's actually lying. So make up your mind. I mean, these people can't make up their mind. First they say that the Iranians are coming straight out and saying that they want to kill them, and then when they say that they're not trying to kill them, they call them liars. I mean, it's just, they're in a no-win situation. It's amazing to me. It baffles me. Sometimes I have to pinch myself to make sure that I'm not sleeping here.
Certainly. And when you consider all of the weapons that Israel has, when you consider all the countries, all the neighboring countries that they have attacked with their bombs and their airplanes supplied by the U.S. government, I don't know how anybody could think that Israel is threatened by its neighbors when, in fact, it is the biggest warmonger in the Middle East.
Yeah, most definitely. For hundreds of years, Iran has not attacked one of its neighbors, not one of them. How many neighbors has Israel attacked over and over and over again? I mean, if there is a problem in the Middle East, if there is one threat to world peace, it is Israel.
And the other thing is, I think there's a really, really big difference between strapping a homemade bomb to themselves and going into a restaurant. There's a big difference between a person like that and somebody who gets in an airplane with a bunch of bombs on it and goes into a neighborhood and kills indiscriminately in a residential area anybody that is within reach of that bomb. What is the difference there? Who is the biggest terrorist here?
Yes, well, without a doubt. And, you know, that's my asking people, and nobody's able to be a better person than you have, so.
Right. All right, let's take a call. Let's take Dave in Indiana. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna, it's Gabriel. I'm with endthedrugwartoday.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says Dave.
It's quite all right. I have been I've emailed you, people like Mike Harris. There's quite a simple solution to all this dragon chasing overseas locally, such as ending the drug war. I've had to be homeless for 2 years in the past 10 because I can't get you and other people, Mike Rivero, to work with me to end the drug war today. How do you suggest that I put that on your radar?
Well, you could email me. I've never heard from you.
I did 2 weeks ago when I called in on the, when Mike Harris was on, or you had Bob Fletcher on.
Okay.
I emailed you that day, and Bob. I haven't heard back.
And I don't recall getting an email. Where did you email it to?
I don't know. I think I got it off of somewhere on the website, the RBN website.
Okay. Did you have a question for Keith or a comment about today's?
Well, subject? You know, this is for the world. You know, today this whole Jew thing could be over, but instead people are trying to sell stuff, making, you know, the guest is more than welcome to work with me, but literally by tomorrow, he's not worrying about Iran, and we are done with the drug war, and Judaism is over. That's the potential. And it scares me that people aren't pandering to that, more so pandering to global politics fear-mongering.
Well, why don't you email about this? I think it's kind of a distraction from today's program.
You would, and I appreciate it. I'll email you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Interesting. All righty. So anyway, getting back to the situation with Iran, I mean, you will never hear any of the things that Ahmadinejad has said on the mainstream media. It's just not it's not going to happen, because of course you have the corporate media, and you also have the sponsors of the corporate media who always make a fortune when the U.S. government, the global enforcers of the New World Order, when they go into a country, as Keith mentioned before, pretty soon you have a whole bunch of people, consumers. And this is what happened in Vietnam. This is what happened in China. This is what happened in every single country. Not only do you have the big contractors who go in and supposedly rebuild the country, you also have people like Pepsi and other producers, manufacturers go in and sell their product. Keith, I think we dropped you.
No, I did it. It was my accident. I'm talking on a cell phone and phone.
Oh,
and
that's
I
why you're fuzzy.
On accident.
That's why you're a little fuzzy today.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry about that.
That's
I'm
all
really
right.
Sorry about that. So, what were you just talking about?
We were talking about how, after a war, and after a country is the loser because they didn't have enough guns and ammunition, they didn't have enough. You know, the bankers fund both sides, but they always fund the one that they want to win more sufficiently. You know, they give them enough money, whereas they don't give enough money to the ones that they want to lose. And then that is with the stipulation that when the winner goes in and plunders a country, that the bankers will share not only in the plunder, but also that the winner will satisfy the loans that the bankers made to the losers. So that's how it works. Plus, you know, you get all this consumerism.
Right. And, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of Barack Obama's early foreign policy advisors. He was actually pushed out of the Obama administration because of his tough language towards Israel. And he's said in the last couple of years some pretty bad, you know, some pretty harsh things about Israel. But, like, for instance, he gave an interview in 2010 where he said that it would be absolutely insane to attack Iran, because Iran, for one thing, is a very nationalistic country. And whatever opposition that they have there to the Ahmadinejad government would just vanish overnight, and they'd rally behind their leader. And right now, you know, Israel doesn't have the kind of weapons capabilities that they will have in the near future. They're still on. They've still got a couple nuclear submarines on order from Germany. Isn't that the most insane thing? That Germany, this country which has been so beaten down, is now subservient to this little nation, this nation of people who they kicked out of their country back in 1940s. that they have to, and this is part of so-called Holocaust reparations. So anyway, Israel is in no position to attack Iran, and it would work to their disadvantage if they did. But like I said earlier in the program, they have this messianic, as a matter of fact, one of the ex-Mossad chiefs has said that this government, this government under Netanyahu and Barak, these are two egotistical men who have messianic complexes. And a messianic complex is this feeling of elation, this feeling of being empowered by God to do these things in kind of a spiritual nature. And so even people within the government of Israel are trying to dissuade this push for war against Iran, because it would be catastrophic. Brzezinski himself said...
All right, can you hold on to that thought? We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. Just let me quickly read a comment from one of our listeners. This is from Michael. He says, whenever someone tells you that Iran wants to drive Israel into the sea or off the map, we must reply, do you speak Farsi? If you don't, then you are relying on the mainstream media to translate Farsi correctly. Just like the Egyptian airline crash, off of Canada's east coast a decade ago. The mainstream media said that it was the pilot's act of jihad to commit suicide with Westerners aboard the flight. Then a woman professor heard the tape and said the pilot was saying a common Islamic prayer for God's aid when in distress. Some in the Patriot community guessed the neocon Zionists were testing their Global Hawk remote control mechanism on that doomed Egyptian airline. All righty, Keith.
Yes, and you know, a lot of times what we get from the mainstream media that supposedly comes out of the mouths of Iranian leaders or other, you know, leaders in the Muslim world, whether they be imams or political so-called dictators, a lot of this comes from a group called Memory, which is a Mossad front organization. And what they do is they cherry-pick things which they can easily manipulate and mistranslate into things that sound a lot worse than they are. In this particular case, when I was referring to this article that came out of Fars News Agency, that translation actually came from Fars, which is controlled by the Iranian government. But the thing is, see, the words annihilation and Israel, they mean different things to the Iranians than they do to people here. Oh, and your emailer, the person who wrote that comment, you referred to the pushing the Israelis into the sea or pushing the Jews into the sea. That was actually, that statement actually came from a Mossad agent who had infiltrated a Palestinian organization. He was the one who came up with that term. It didn't come from indigenous people in Palestine. This came from a spy, an infiltrator. So, yeah, we have to be very careful with, you know, what is purported to come out of the mouths of you know, Persians or Arabs. You know, you have to be very careful to see, first of all, who is reporting this and what's the news organization. And also, even those with, well, you know, with that are give fair translations, the words don't mean the same to us. Like I said, Israel doesn't mean the same to Iranians that it does to us. They consider Israel as an idea, a concept, something that has to go, like the Soviet Union or apartheid South Africa. It doesn't mean a physical location and people. It means what they consider to be evil, something that they consider to be bad. I mean, we would say that the annihilation of the Soviet Union would be a good thing, or the annihilation of the apartheid government of South Africa would be a good thing, and that wouldn't raise a lot of eyebrows. But when you hear that word, you know, annihilation of Israel, what does that bring up? It brings up thoughts of the Holocaust. It brings up thoughts, you know, we're all triggered and we're all conditioned. Even those of us who know better, sometimes, you know, it takes us a while to do it because we've been indoctrinated with this Holocaust mythology and this idea that the Jews have been persecuted for no reason throughout the millennium. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, Keith, we are out of time, unfortunately. I really appreciate your scholarship, and I appreciate you being on the program today.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Take
care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow.
The next